mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I tell you, if you missed the last hour, you missed it. And I hope your station recarries that second hour at night, those listeners out there, because it was so important. We had Dr. David Prentice, spokesman for Americans Demand Cloning, who's got a bio with the U.S. government and private industry and universities. I mean, we're talking about the dean of major medical institutions, talking about the spider goats, the headless humans, the chimeras, the humans spliced with pigs, states lifting the ban on cloning, letting them bring baby clones of humans up to birth to kill them and use them for body parts. And the average American has no idea, just like that guy who walked up to me in a pizza place, got right in my face and said, "You're a liar. There's no such thing as cross-species splicing." And I said, "When were you in school?" 1973. It's not 1973, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore. Stop being in denial, please. I want to talk about the new Homeland Security chief we're going to have, this Bernard Kerik. I want to talk about Rumsfeld staying at the Pentagon. I have got torture news. I have got just new Arnold news that's come out, Michael Moore news, just so much. But people have been holding the last 30 minutes while I had that guest on, so let's get some of those out of the way first. Let's talk to, I guess up next is Jay in Denver. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, the picture you were talking about on your on the clip from your documentary with Bush flipping off the camera.
Yes.
Is there any way you can get find that to print it? I want to make a T-shirt out of that. That was good. I don't know anybody who's still squeamish and watching your documentaries about somebody flipping the camera off is beyond me. You know,
well,
all the other stuff.
The point is, I wouldn't put that in the new film if it was a bus driver doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
The point is, it's the president.
Yeah.
You know, like people get mad that I put a link to a site that has naked pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger. The point is, this is your governor. You know, you need to know what they're up to. You need to, you know, don't show the torture photos. Well, this is where they torture people to death. You know, people need to know what their leaders are doing,
show
what their
character.
Leaders are up to. And yes, sir, Matt Drudge put a link to that months ago.
Hmm.
Just type in Bush flips off camera.
Yep.
We've aired the audio here. Let me ask John running the show today. John, remember a couple months ago we aired that clip where Bush is going, "That's my one finger salute." And then he grabs his hair and, like, grabs it like he's about to go insane and then does that. I mean, that's more important than what he did. You know, he's kind of yelling at his staff. And then the point is that the guy's a total hypocrite.
Right. And then the other comment, you said someone you saw on the web or somebody was criticizing you for charging. I think you should have an ability to pay whatever you want. You know what I mean? Because I'd pay more than $5.95. That's ridiculous. I mean, geez, I played $25.95.
And well,
like you said, for the support. I mean, people could donate whatever they want and get the membership, like 10, 15, 20, whatever, 100, whatever they got.
Listen.
Like an option or whatever.
Yeah, I saw, again, most of my films are for free on the web. I let people make copies of the hard copies when they buy them. But we couldn't continue. We had to charge for some of the bandwidth because, it's like asking a grocery store to sell food for free.
Well, there's so much stuff on there. There's no way you'd... He's silly not to charge, and especially, like you said, it's a support thing. I'm saying a lot of people probably would pay more. Anybody who's crying
about
that, they're ridiculous.
You know, if bandwidth costs me $4,000 or $5,000 a month, how do people think I'm going to just offer it all for free? I mean, how long would I be able to have the website? How long would I be able to have webmasters who I pay? I mean, you know, it's crazy. I say, make copies of my videos if you order them. You can give your passcode to a couple people. I say stuff like this, and it's still not good enough. But look, that's the few detractors who can't find fault with what I'm saying. They got to find fault with something else. But I appreciate your support, Jay, and God bless you in Denver.
All right.
Johnny and David and Roger and Regina, your calls are coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have a couple of friends who are Hollywood producers, and they went to a meeting of the National Academy of Arts and Sciences, whatever the Academy Award group's called. It was a kind of impromptu, unofficial meeting last Friday night, and Michael Moore came and had some interesting comments for them about Bush and the election and about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we put out an exclusive story about this that's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so that's coming up. Right now, let's get to some more of these great calls. Well, before I do that, here is the video of Bush during his first gubernatorial run, freaking out, grabbing his hair, acting like a crazy man, flipping off his staff, looking like a crazed, demonic frat boy. Here is the audio of that.
He's still telling me what to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Ooh! Are we rolling tape on that?
There you go. You got a brush?
Yeah.
Just a one-finger victory salute.
So, again, that's your president. And the point is, I would imagine everybody at one time in their life has done that, but he looks like a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, punk kid. And when he's not at a Shinto shrine conjuring demons in Japan on TV, or when he's not worshiping Allah, he's telling you what a Christian he is. And the point is that people be like, well, how dare Drudge or how dare Alex link to that? Why, that's profane. But you're not mad about Bush out there doing it. It's just amazing doublethink. Johnny came marching home from Canada. Welcome, Johnny.
How's it going?
Good, sir.
I got that video clip, actually, and another one where he's just drunk at a wedding. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I've seen the one where he's drunk at a wedding.
Yeah, well, he's a funny man.
Totally drunk. Yeah, and that's just a few years ago.
Yeah. I got some questions for you. I'm trying to do my part up here in Canada.
The point that's important about the drinking, just interrupting you,
yeah,
is that it's years after he claims he quit drinking.
Oh, yeah. He's an alcoholic.
A big fat liar is what he is, but go ahead.
I'm trying to do my part in fighting, you know, the New World Order up here. And in my fight, I'm getting people saying, in regards to the Patriot Act and martial law and the police state, stuff like, well, we're up in Canada, that doesn't affect us. You know, like, that's going to happen down there.
Really? They're passing...
We're safe up here. That's what they say, right?
They're creating all these federal squads. They're taking liberties. They're creating gun registries. They're arresting people for political speech. So you've got your own brand of New World Order, kind of closer to the British model.
Yeah. What are the chances of Canada adopting the same type of a Patriot Act?
They are, actually. There have been bills that have passed, and they tried to pass.
It's just probably not as mainstream as, you know, yours, which is always in the news.
I don't know. It's been in your newspapers.
Okay.
I mean, and look, Europe will criticize America, and America will criticize Europe, and Canada will criticize, and we'll criticize. But all basically the same system's going in.
Yeah, exactly. My other thing is, how do you, as a person, go on day-to-day, listening and finding out stuff, like, you know, it's on your website, and not get depressed? Because, I mean, since I've been finding this stuff out, it's hard to want to succeed in life, you know, when you think what's coming down the road.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have family?
Yeah.
Then you should want to fight to defend your family so your family and your children and their children don't live in tyranny. And you ought to be happy you know the truth now and be positive that you've been enlightened and that you're informed and that you are living in the real world. And you need to realize in a historical context that things have always been pretty tyrannical. And that we're just in a different phase right now, but with the same type of stuff going on. So don't let it get you down, and try to get into positions of power so that you can stop this.
Yeah.
Be positive. I mean,
okay. That sounds like a good way of going about it.
I mean, look, there are 35,000 children. It's actually 36,000 children a day starving to death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we should expose the IMF and World Bank's policies that have actually engineered this in their own documents that have been declassified. There's something to expose.
Yeah.
We should expose that our government helps fund and pay for forced abortions in China. You know, there's any myriad of issues you can choose where you can have an effect. And you know what? If you give up or you get depressed and you do nothing, more of those children are going to die. They're counting on you taking action. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
More people are going to get medical problems up in Canada if you don't get that fluoride out of your water. Well, now the guy that helped 20 years ago get it put in, the doctor, has gone public and said he was wrong. It's true. It's deadly. You know, I mean, this is happening. We've woken people up. The shift has happened. That's why the globalists are panicking, trying to set up this huge police state right now. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? David.
Yeah, honey.
Where are you calling from, David? San Fran?
San Francisco, yeah. Yeah, greetings.
Greetings.
Hey, you know, I it's too bad I didn't get on with that physician or your scientist. I donate blood still. And a couple of weeks ago, I went out there, attempted to donate, and they had me fill out a new kind of form. It was sort of like a waiver. And when I read detailed through it, apparently, I to my eyes... And
let me stop you.
Yeah.
And I do this not to show off. I do this so people know that independently this is really happening. Did it say that you waived your right that they would own the contents of your blood if any new proteins or any new genetics were found in it?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly
it. The reason
it.
I know that is there was a San Francisco federal court ruling 3 years ago that, and I was going to bring that up to the doctor because he was wrong, It's not just embryonic stem cell. When they take your blood at the hospital or whatever, they take it and they sell it, and then it's looked at for genetic traits, and if they find a protein or something, they can then patent that, and you don't even own it. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly the point, and what did the
form say? Just tell me.
Well, not having it in front of me, I may be able to find it for you though, if you'd like it. But it alluded that there was a research project that was going on, and that this given scientist or physician was in charge of this project, and that his, as a part of it, he was going to, and then just as you described, his my DNA essentially would be part of his project, and that any patents and such would I would be waiving my rights to any of the patents. But it's very much like he was going to patent me. And, my God, you know, so I didn't donate. I raised this think about
it. Well, I was familiar. I saw the Nexus point. You said I was going to give blood to San Francisco, and I knew that project was going on. You've got Morgenthaler-Jones creeping around over there, the Arnold's front woman, and, you know, she's one of the big top biotech company managers for funds, mutual funds, and, of course, Arnold's given them a nice little $6 billion goodie, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I'm glad you raised that.
I do that so people realize how, whether it's open borders or gun control, banning guns or abortion or cloning, I mean, this guy's all over it.
Sure. I don't know if you've got it on your links, but the San Francisco Bay Guardian, just before Election Day, so this would have been mid-October, late October issue, had a great article about that proposition that essentially created the cloning here in California, or the DNA research, stem cell research. And if people look, I believe it's sfbg.com, SanFranciscoBayGuardian.com, they'll be able to find that article. It goes into a great detail. This is one of the liberal or progressive free newspapers out here in San Francisco, and they were not just urging; they were stating up front, "Do not vote for this," because it was a huge welfare program specifically for this one company, and that it had very little to do with the advancement of it went into a lot of good technical detail about the DNA and about stem cells, and that we were essentially giving a $6 billion they claim to be only $3 billion, but it in the long run it does work out to be about $6 billion a welfare program to this one company. It made the illusion that it was going to be a scam in a larger sense, because even though it was going to be done in California, and they claimed that California claims to have the ability to stop cloning in its own state, the reality is...
Well, by the way, see, that's dishonest right there. They've already legalized cloning up to birth in California. Thanks for the call. So, see, and again, the general public doesn't even know that. Excellent points, David. Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Raj.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I hope one of these knuckleheads calls in one of these days, just because I'd like to blow your horn in a way which might sound, on your business model, might sound self-serving if you did it. I mean, it's the same people that wouldn't begrudge some surgeon $100,000, $200,000 a year salary for saving their 14-year-old daughter. They want to nickel and dime you to death. I mean, it's really ridiculous. I wish they'd apply the same standard when they go to get their car fixed or something.
Well, I was being, it's very few people, but I get these emails, why shouldn't you just give it all for free? Well, if I gave my videos away for free, how long could I give videos away? I'm not some millionaire or billionaire.
Yeah,
and at the same time, I say make copies of my videos, and most of the stuff on my site's free. I start a subscription service to get all my videos and books for 15 cents a day. And then some people don't like that. I don't think they understand the free market.
Yeah, well, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be mortified to say some of the stuff I hear that people come across with. But, I mean, you're practically giving away the store already. It's very frustrating and alienating, like you did with that last caller. When you chop him off, I don't know that he didn't have something interesting to say there. But you didn't let him come back, though.
Well, Roger, that is a legitimate criticism, but you would have never gotten on.
No. That's not the same thing. You're mixing apples with oranges there, Alec.
Here's something else, man. The caller made his points.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Got a guest on, taking a lot of calls today, but I'm just taking two more calls from Regina and Jeff because I got a bunch of news I want to cover, plus this University of Calgary up in Canada talking about the dangers of mercury from a video that's on their website. And boy, you ought to see it under the electron microscope, what mercury does to your brain compared to other heavy metals. Then a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet. So Regina in Pennsylvania, go ahead, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Since the man from Canada zoned in there on some help, I just want to encourage him to, when people ask him for, you know, prayer on a subject, you know, bring it up and let him, let the people know what's going on with Gonzalez, and let them be responsible in prayer and maybe a little action on some of these subjects that we seem to be burdened with. And I'm not saying I'm mad at that, but I can understand how it is overwhelming.
I don't understand. We had a caller from Canada saying, how can he
overcome? What I'm saying is, I had an opportunity this weekend. There was a prayer service down in Pittsburgh, and I brought up some of these issues, and I just praise the Lord because they did come through with prayer on the issues, and they were kind of forced to rather than the same old thing that...
Well, the scientific studies show, bless my face, 100%, but the power of prayer is the real deal.
And Bush, instead of doing groundwork for Bush, they were actually going at some of the issues. I wanted to mention at 9:15 tomorrow in Polk County, Iowa, this Dr. Tennant is going to be reappearing at court. He told me that he's being brought up under the Iowa State Statute 708, third-degree harassment. It'll be tomorrow, Tuesday, 7th.
Now Roger's going to get mad because I'm interrupting you, but this is something we have to do. 98% of people don't know who the doctor was I had on 3 weeks ago who complained too much, and Homeland Security said in the Quad City Times, we arrested him for complaining too much about not getting his benefits, and they arrested the anti-terror forces, arrested the doctor, and so now folks know what you're talking about. Tomorrow, he's going to be in court.
Right, Polk County in Iowa, courthouse, 9:15 a.m., that'd be the 7th, room 114. He needs prayer, and he needs help for people showing up.
And I'm begging folks to go with a video camera and interview him after the hearing so we can get some video of that up on the web.
There was a question hit as far as where exactly Polk County is. His telephone number is 563-326-2495. If you want to call him, I'm sure he'll be happy.
No, he's giving his number out. What's his number again?
563-326-2495.
All right. Thanks for the call, Regina. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeff in Kansas City. Last caller. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm Jeff.
Uh-huh.
From Kansas City. And I listened to your show today about the stem cells research. And I've got a book here. It's called The Body Electric. I've given it out many times, where it describes how you can transform red blood cells into stem cells or stem cell equivalents.
Yeah, that's what the doctor was talking about last hour. And they're stable and they work well.
Yeah, with electricity.
I don't know about electricity. I mean, they just grow. They just manipulate them.
Uh-huh. But in this book, you don't need to collect stem cells in a laboratory. You just need a... bimetallic implant to the wounded parts, and then the red blood cells will become stem cells right there inside your body.
Yeah, they have lots of systems with implants now directly into the area, and that has worked quite nicely.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just going to mention it. I believe technology and science can be used for the good, but when we've got New World Order thugs in control of it, science and technology is being used against us.
Well, I think you just boiled it down in one sentence. Well said, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You know, I ought to try to get Dr. Tennant back on, since Regina mentioned that. Yeah, that was in the newspaper. They actually said in the Quad City Times, he's done nothing, he threatened no one, but we're going to go ahead and arrest him. Calling too many times is a terrorist action, and we're over that. And pot dealing is, and selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes is, and taking money if you're a county commissioner to give somebody more parking spaces is, and just all terrorism. Everything's terrorism. The cameras are there to fight crime and terror, and this whole system going in, it's just unbelievable. So, yes, we had that doctor on. I have several mainstream news articles today, by the way. Post-9/11 powers are turned on America. The Roanoke Times, and it's a big article here where they're using the Patriot Act against everybody. Stuff that isn't even crimes. I mean, they're just using it. It's example after example, stuff I didn't even know about. It's as many examples as there are fish in the sea, basically. It's being used against us, the American people. It has nothing to do with Muslims. We'll be back, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Okay, now I'm going to air a couple of audio clips from video. And remember, this is off my website, so the audio is actually a little bit better when you listen to it. When you transfer it over the radio, it never sounds as good. This first clip is the 4 minutes of the trailer for Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, my new film that's coming out in a few months, and no, you can't get it yet. But here's the audio from it. Of course, the video is 10 times stronger, but you'll hear David Gergen telling me it's none of my business about the rituals they conduct at Bohemian Grove. You'll hear audio of me confronting Michael Moore and him saying, oh, because it'd be un-American to talk about NORAD stand down, and much more. So here it is, the intro to martial law.
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
have made clear the danger they pose to our security.
We're just right outside the security perimeter at this national security event in New York City, just a few hundred yards away from Madison Square Garden, where at least 10,000 police are stationed, supposedly providing security for the Republican National Convention and all the delegates and media that are going to be here.
Sadly, we live in a world where, for the foreseeable future, you're going to have to provide security all the time. Who do you work for?
Well, you need to tell us. I mean, you know, this is a free country.
Officer, can you tell me this guy's badge number? Secret police? This covers his badge up? Secret police in America.
This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye. That's none of your damn business.
We're also going to be talking to the protesters and finding out if the protesters are discussing real issues or if it's more of this phony left-right paradigm.
On Monday, that Zogby poll was released that showed 50% of New York City residents believe the government had foreknowledge and made a conscious decision not to intervene. 50% of the people who live in New York believe that.
Both candidates are cousins. They're skull and bones. They're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear. The military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11.
Many of the nearly 2,000 protesters arrested over the past few days have been taken to an old bus depot on Manhattan's west side.
We should call this facility what it is, and it's a concentration camp. It's the Pier 57 concentration camp.
Oh yeah, folks. We're in the middle of it now. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your Fuji-sponsored surveillance plan.
Rollback of our civil liberties, just like them telling us we can't stand on the sidewalk here. Yeah, we can. We went to court and we can.
The Republicans are here and taking advantage of the 3,000 people that died right behind me for their own selfish politics, and it's very sad.
He is a man of perseverance. He is a man of inner strength.
On September 11th, America was attacked. Suddenly, on September 12th, according to John Ashcroft and George Bush, 270 million Americans became the suspects.
Hey, Michael, why don't you talk about NORAD standing down? Why don't you talk about NORAD standing down, Michael? Why not the really hardcore 9/11 issues?
My friends, this is totally surreal. I'm in the middle of police, machine guns, high-tech sound weapons that are being used in Iraq. And the would-be dictator is on the radio. I'm in the middle of New York City. It's a hellhole of surveillance and police state. And the Bill of Rights being torched, being destroyed.
If you're here at 11:35, they will arrest you.
All right, folks. So that is the little trailer. Hope you spread it around to folks. I mean, it's a little mini documentary in and of itself. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, you can get any of my other acclaimed films. This one isn't out yet. You can get my latest, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, gets into Skull and Bones, 9/11, the police state. You can get it as low as $5.95 for the almost two-hour DVDs. I don't know, 115 minutes long, VHS 95 minutes long. Each additional copy, when you buy one for the regular price, is $5.95. As many as you want. Same thing goes for 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, $24.95. And it is $5.95 each additional copy you get. If you want to know about the different specials, go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. You're authorized to make copies again of the films when you order them for nonprofit educational purposes. Or call toll-free to ask about the different specials and to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I have no idea why people wouldn't take advantage of this. You can give it as a gift as well. Give them your username and passcode this Christmas, this holiday season. 11 of my films, about 20 other documentaries on there, my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV reports, Get My TV Show Nationally, text reports, audio interviews multiple times weekly, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Sign up for a month or a year, prisonplanet.tv. All right, I meant to air this last week, never got time to do it. This is the University of Calgary's website. They have whole video seminars online about mercury, and we linked to this last week. It's at the bottom of the page on Thursday's prisonplanet.com issue. So just click on last Thursday on the date, and you can find this on the page. We had trouble downloading this for some reason. It may have a few glitches in it, but it shows with an electron microscope what just mega small particles of mercury do to the brain, why it's so dangerous compared to other heavy metals, and what it does to children. Now, this is a prestigious medical center, medical college, you know, mainstream. And then after we play this, I'm going to play one more time that clip where local KI News says that mercury is good for your brain and good for brain development. So don't believe those people that say it isn't good in the vaccines. But here's that first clip, so stay with us.
How mercury causes brain neuron degeneration. Mercury has long been known to be a potent neurotoxic substance, whether it is inhaled or consumed in the diet as a food contaminant. Over the past 15 years, medical research laboratories have established that dental amalgam tooth fillings are a major contributor to mercury body burden. In 1997, a team of research scientists demonstrated that mercury vapor inhalation by animals produced a molecular lesion in brain protein metabolism, which was similar to a lesion seen in 80% of Alzheimer's diseased brains. Recently completed experiments by scientists at the University of Calgary's Faculty of Medicine now reveal, with direct visual evidence from brain neuron tissue cultures, how mercury ions actually alter the cell membrane structure of developing neurons. To better understand mercury's effect on the brain, let us first illustrate what brain neurons look like and how they grow. In this animation, we see three brain neurons growing in a tissue culture, each with a central cell body and numerous neurite processes. At the end of each neurite is a growth cone where structural proteins are assembled to form the cell membrane. Two principal proteins involved in growth cone function are actin, which is responsible for the pulsating motion seen here, and tubulin, a major structural component of the neurite membrane. During normal cell growth, tubulin molecules link together end to end to form microtubules, which surround neurofibrils, another structural protein component of the neuronal axon. Shown here is the neurite of a live neuron isolated from snail brain tissue, displaying linear growth due to growth cone activity. It is important to note that growth cones in all animal species, ranging from snails to humans, have identical structural and behavioral characteristics and use proteins of virtually identical composition. In this experiment, neurons also isolated from snail brain tissue were grown in culture for several days, after which very low concentrations of mercury were added to the culture medium for 20 minutes. Over the next 30 minutes, the neurite membrane underwent rapid degeneration, leaving behind the denuded neurofibrils seen here. In contrast, other heavy metals added at this same concentration, such as aluminum, lead, cadmium, and manganese, did not produce this effect. To understand how mercury causes this degeneration, let us return to our illustration. As mentioned before, tubulin proteins link together during normal cell growth to form the microtubules which support the neurite structure. When mercury ions are introduced into the culture medium, they infiltrate the cell and bind themselves to newly synthesized tubulin molecules. More specifically, the mercury ions attach themselves to the binding site reserved for guanosine triphosphate, or GTP, on the beta subunit of the affected tubulin molecules. Since bound GTP normally provides the energy which allows tubulin molecules to attach to one another, mercury ions bound to these sites prevent tubulin proteins from linking together. Consequently, the neurite's microtubules begin to disassemble into free tubulin molecules, leaving the neurite stripped of its supporting structure. Ultimately, both the developing neurite and its growth cone collapse, and some denuded neurofibrils form aggregates or tangles, as depicted here. Shown here is a neurite growth cone stained specifically for tubulin and actin, before and after mercury exposure. Note that the mercury has caused disintegration of tubulin microtubule structure. These new findings reveal important visual evidence as to how mercury causes neurodegeneration. More importantly, this study provides the first direct evidence that low-level mercury exposure is indeed a precipitating factor that can initiate this neurodegenerative process within the brain.
Okay. Now again, literally, there are thousands of studies on mercury. Nothing's been studied more. They've known, this is one of the few things they've known for, you know, 800 years is bad for you. And it attacks growing cells even worse. Plugs in to where they take their nourishment and kills them. And nothing eats through the brain like this. I mean, it literally dissolves your brain. And so let's give a baby with one round of shots 250 times safe levels. That's a really good idea. Let's do that and then wonder why autism's up over 1,000%. From 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to now 1 out of 1,000, and the new numbers are coming in. Looks like 1 out of 168 we've had top scientists on. Now, here's CBS, one last time. This aired all over the country. This is the national version, the local version of the national version, how it's good for children, why the new federal studies that came out say it's so good for you. You find that clip? Let's roll that one.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Sheena Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance. A recent move by the Food and Drug Administration could save your...
Now they get into heart defibrillators. Now, so, see, that was all over TV, all over the place. I still get emails about it.
Well, they say it's good for your child's brain.
I mean, come on. And I've aired that probably 10 times. Every few weeks I air it again because, I mean, they're telling you mercury's good for you now. I mean, they're telling you everything. Oh, heaven help us. I got a bunch of news I want to cover. On the Schwarzenegger issue, you know I've launched ArnoldExposed.com. In the next month, we're going to pick winners, $2,000 for the best TV ad, $1,000 for the best radio ad, and email us your submissions, tell us you're mailing them to us. Get them to us in the next few weeks, folks. Throw together a 60-second or 30-second TV ad and a 60-second or 30-second radio ad, and all the good ones are going on the site, but the winner, that's a pretty big prize. That's a lot of money for me, but I'm just going to pay it. And so take advantage of that contest. And do it now, folks. We're also producing our own ads, as I said, and those will be on soon. I have friends in Hollywood, and I got a call Friday and then called somebody else and confirmed it. Michael Moore tells Hollywood elite to brace for Schwarzenegger presidential candidacy in 08. Now, Bush Sr. last Monday said that, too. On the evening of Friday, December 3rd, 2004, Academy Award-winning director Michael Moore was the guest of honor at an unofficial meeting of the top members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The event was held at the former mansion of child star Shirley Temple. It was so secretive that many of the guests were searched for camera and recording equipment, and all bodyguards were ordered outside. Alex Jones, founder of America's Against Arnold and ArnoldExposed.com, confirmed the following through two separate sources who were in attendance. Michael Moore, standing in front of some of the most powerful people in Hollywood, told the participants that serious forces were working relentlessly to amend the Constitution so Arnold Schwarzenegger could run for the presidency in 08. Well, you should like him. He's for abortion and gun control. Moore continued by saying that he had no doubt that Schwarzenegger's controllers would get the job done and that those in Hollywood were concerned about what was happening, better get serious and get serious now. He added that the American people know that Bush is a puppet and do not care, and that they would not have a problem with Schwarzenegger being a figurehead as well. At this point, he indicated that branding was what would be important, and he went on to say that full mobilization and the enlistment of beloved individuals like Robert Redford and Paul Newman and others to potentially run for president against Arnold in 08. So now top Hollywood Democrats are talking about Arnold for president being a done deal. This is ridiculous. Why are we capitulating? Why is the left or the right doing this? The majority of Americans, from the founding fathers to the Constitution, are against the changes Schwarzenegger's people want to make. All we have to do is stand up and say no. Whether you're a Republican who cares about your gun rights or a Democrat who is against wars for empire, you should be grabbing your torches and your pitchforks, figuratively, and be actively engaging and fighting against Arnold's amend movement. For those who are still in denial, it is time for you to wake up to the fact that Schwarzenegger is already running for president. Now, that's a page and a half. The article is a couple pages longer. You can go read it at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. All right, I'm not plugging my videos in the next segment, so I'll have plenty of time to blitz through this other news. News blitz coming up on the other side of this quick break. So stay with us. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Get yourself a membership and give a membership. Or get yourself a membership and give somebody your passcode. Two for one.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Has come out last Friday and said, hey, the government's allowed to torture you and then use that in court against you. I mean, it's just getting more and more unbelievable. One more thing on Arnold Schwarzenegger. That USA Today cover story over the weekend said, Alex Jones alleges Arnold's father was a Nazi. That's not even denied. We have the photos and the admission. He was SS, not just a Nazi, but, you know, the really bad Nazis, you know, the SS. The guys in black uniforms, I guess that makes them the good guys nowadays. The good guys wear black uniforms. But I still say they're bad guys. It's like alleging the sun came up, or alleging that Arnold's from Austria, or alleging that Texas is in Texas. I mean, it's just, I allege nothing. I mean, that's how crazy the media's gotten defending all of this. There's another article here, America, Whatever It Takes to Win, how there's all these steroid investigations about professional sports, but then the mixed message of Arnold's okay when he admits he took all of these different things. It's just incredible that this type of stuff is going on. Another article here out of the I-Team, this is out of ABC News and D.C., illegal strip searches, and they admit they just grab women, you name it. Even TSA workers say, I wouldn't do this to my own grandmother. I wouldn't put up with this. It's training you how to be a slave. Major recount stuff going now in Ohio, but it's not going to go anywhere because Kerry isn't challenging it. It was a staged event. Incredible. Also, these new supposed torture photos come out of Navy SEALs stacking people up like cordwood, which is a way to kill you. You put people on, cram them in cattle cars or in backs of trucks on top of each other. Thousands died in Afghanistan when they did that to them. That's the same Navy SEAL unit. Been in trouble for some other stuff. Now these photos get released by one of the Navy SEAL's wives on accident. And it shows stuff that's really nothing compared to other videos and things that are out there. So I believe the whole thing is staged. They do this. They release, you know, the lighter stuff to then condition people that it's no big deal. But you can see those photos from the Associated Press. By the way, the AP found a whole bunch of them and describes worse photos, but they're not going to release those or show those. Very interesting. Now, this Bernard Garrick, again, campaign bodyguard for Giuliani, in business with him after 9/11 in anti-terror companies to make money off 9/11, helped cover up September 11th, told Giuliani to get out of Building 7, errand boy for the Saudi royal family, energetic exploiter for September 11th tragedy. That's out of Newsday. Sunshine may ward off lymphoma. So you get too much sun on your skin, you get cancer, but then no sun, you get cancer too. I mean, it's all balance, folks. Sun exposure apparently has a protective effect against the development of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a blood cancer, Australian researchers report. University of Sydney has come out with a big study on that. Big report here, voter fraud in Florida and Ohio. Kerry won the election by 1.7 million votes. Even in the popular vote, and the evidence is clear. And again, I'm not for Kerry. I'm just reporting the facts here. Uncle Sam has his own gulag, Toronto Sun, about the incredible gulag. And again, that article I mentioned, USOK's evidence gained through torture. Evidence gained by torture can be used by the U.S. military in deciding whether to imprison a foreigner indefinitely at Guantanamo Bay. So see, now they admit they're torturing people. First they deny it, now they're admitting it. And this is to be used on you, folks. All these torturers are going to come back here and run America. Oh, we are out of time. Massachusetts, last story, gets electronic gun fingerprinting. And it says it's going in Massachusetts, and it's going to go into the rest of the country, where you have to thumb scan to get a gun. Not just the FBI instant check, but the thumb scanners. Those are also going to go in all the grocery stores and banks. I have the official federal plans. It's all part of this control grid, and that's up on prisonplanet.com from the Associated Press. Again, I am out of time here. Be sure and join us back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the shortwave at 3210, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, at 9.985, or on your local AM or FM station. God bless you all. Now get out there and stand up against tyranny. We can win this fight if you take action.